Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today we're bringing you a deep dive into a conversation that really blew up online. We're diving into this clip from a YouTube interview, and it touches on dating, relationships, and how money plays into all of it.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is definitely one of those topics that everyone has an opinion on. But this interview really brings up some interesting questions about, you know, what we value in a partner.
Exactly. So the interview is from a show hosted by Kevin Samuels, a YouTube personality, and he gives advice, commentary, mainly focused on Black men and women and dating. And what makes this interview so interesting is the caller.
Oh, yeah.
She's a 35-year-old Black woman who owns her own business.
Interesting.
And she called in to ask about when she should reveal her business to potential partners.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is she's finding that men who don't earn as much as she does often express interest in joining her business.
Oh, wow.
Which isn't what she's looking for.
Yeah, no, that's a whole other dynamic.
Yeah. So we're already seeing a potential conflict between what she wants in a partner and what some men are seeking from her.
Right.
She's actually open to dating men who earn less than her, which she calls dating down.
Now, that term itself, dating down, is really loaded, isn't it? It implies that income is a major factor in how we rank potential partners.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely suggests a hierarchy. And it gets even more interesting because she mentions that she's looking for a high-value man. Mm-hmm. And to her, that means someone who is making six figures or more.
So she's successful, owns her own business, and is open to dating down, but still has this income requirement.
Right.
It makes you wonder what's driving this desire for a high-earning partner.
That's exactly what Kevin Samuels picks up on in the interview. He challenges her, asks her why, if she's so successful and knows what she wants, she isn't attracting these men who meet her criteria.
So he implies that maybe she doesn't truly know what she wants and that this focus on income alone might be superficial.
Right.
And this is where the interview starts to get really intense.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't hold back. So she pushes back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
explains, you know, she's been focusing on her business, not actively trying to meet men who fit this certain income level.
Okay.
But Samuels doesn't let up.
Yeah.
He argues that she's clearly been putting herself out there enough to attract men she doesn't want.
Right.
And he uses this as an opportunity to kind of criticize a larger pattern that he sees in some Black women not approaching relationships with Black men in the right way. And this is a theme that comes up in a lot of his videos.
It's one of the reasons why this interview went viral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his commentary about race and gender dynamics really tends to get people talking.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Absolutely. So we've got this successful woman, but Samuels is pushing her to examine why she isn't finding what she's looking for. He digs deeper into what she means when she says a man she can respect and admire.
Mm.
He asks her if she wants to be married and have more children.
Yeah.
She says she does want to get married, and she already has a 13-year-old son. And this is where the conversation takes a very sharp turn.
It's almost like that one piece of information, having a teenage son, completely changes the dynamic of their discussion.
It really does.
Yeah. Wow.
So Samuels claims a man who earns the kind of money she's seeking, someone in that top 10%, isn't likely to be interested in someone with her profile at this point in her life.
Wow.
He focuses on her age, her son, the fact that the father's not involved, and he doesn't really sugarcoat it. He tells her that based on what she's described, her looks, her age, and her son, she's average at best.
That's a harsh assessment. And you can tell that it catches her off guard. She tries to defend herself, says she has a lot to offer, especially when it comes to supporting a partner's business goals.
And this is where their value systems really clash. She's emphasizing ambition and financial success. Samuels is saying age and having a child matter more, especially to the type of man that she's after.
Hmm. Do you think he's right about that?
Well, he's essentially saying those high-value men have options and they're not usually looking for someone in her situation. He encourages her to be realistic about her expectations.
Mm.
It's like he's flipping the script on her. Instead of focusing on what she wants, he's asking her to think about what she brings to the table. He even asks her point blank, what value can you bring to a man?
A bold question for sure.
Yeah.
It forces her to look beyond what she wants from a man and consider what she offers in a relationship.
Right.
This is where that idea of self-awareness and honesty from our outline really comes into play. What do you think she offers?
Well, she mentions her business skills, her passion for gardening and self-improvement, but Samuels isn't impressed. He says those things don't really hold a lot of value for the average man. What stands out to you so far?
It's almost as if he's implying that, you know, even though she's successful in her own right. She's still playing by rules that are set by somebody else.
It's interesting you say that because that's exactly where he takes the conversation next.
Oh, wow.
He starts pushing her to consider whether her business success might be inflating her expectations in the dating world. He even goes as far as to suggest that, you know, if she had a regular 9-to-5, she wouldn't have such high standards.
And that's where I think his perspective on traditional gender roles really comes through.
Right.
You know, he seems to be implying that a woman's value in dating is tied to her youth and appearance, especially when it comes to attracting those high-earning men.
He even comments on her looks directly, says that, you know, without makeup and styled hair, she's just average looking, and claims that high-earning men don't typically go for average women, especially if they're older and have kids.
It's definitely the kind of statement that gets people riled up.
Yeah.
You know, some people might say he's just being brutally honest about how the dating world works.
Right.
Others might say that he's reinforcing harmful stereotypes.
That's fair.
It's a sensitive topic.
No doubt about it. But it's hard to deny this is a conversation that's happening in society whether we like it or not.
Right.
It makes you think about those underlying norms and expectations that drive these discussions.
What's really striking is how Samuels keeps bringing the conversation back to comparisons. Mm. You know, he keeps asking the caller to compare herself to younger, childless women, as if those women are inherently more appealing.
Right. He keeps emphasizing that men in that income bracket have options, and it's almost as if they'd naturally choose someone who fits these traditional ideas of beauty and doesn't come with what he calls the burden of a teenage son.
Mm.
It raises the question, how much of this is about societal expectations and how much is about genuine preference?
I'm curious, what do you think?
Yeah.
Are these men actually making conscious choices based solely on age and looks? Or are they also influenced by those deeper societal pressures and expectations we were just talking about?
It's a really good question, and it's hard to say for sure, but I think this interview definitely makes you think about how those expectations impact our own self-perception
right.
and how we approach dating.
But let's get back to the caller for a second.
Okay.
How does she respond to these pretty blunt assessments from Samuels?
Yeah.
Does she push back at all?
Well, she tries to counter his points by saying that her body isn't average.
Okay.
But Samuel shuts that down pretty quickly.
Mm.
He basically says that, you know, if she were truly confident in her looks, she wouldn't need to enhance them with makeup and hairstyling.
So he's suggesting that her efforts to look her best are actually proof that even she sees herself as less than perfect.
Right.
It really reinforces his whole argument about men being primarily driven by looks.
And that's where you see this tension between how she sees herself and how Samuels is portraying her.
Yeah.
You know, she thinks she has a lot to offer. He's saying she's average and doesn't really have what it takes to attract a high-earning man.
It's like they're speaking two different languages, each of them focused on a different set of values and priorities.
That's a great way to put it. And it leads to so much miscommunication and frustration.
Yeah.
And that disconnect becomes even more obvious when Samuel suggests that she needs therapy.
Oh, wow.
To deal with what he calls her unrealistic expectations.
So he's framing her desire for a high-earning partner as some form of denial, as if she can't accept her own limitations, at least according to him.
It's that classic tough love approach. Some people might find it helpful, others not so much.
Right.
But one thing's for sure. Samuels believes he's delivering a dose of reality.
It's interesting, though, because even though she's successful on her own, she seems to internalize some of what he's saying.
Yeah.
She even admits that, you know, her love life is not that good, which could be seen as supporting his point about her not attracting the kind of men that she wants.
Do you think she's starting to believe him, or is it more about her questioning her own choices and wondering if maybe she's been aiming too high?
It's hard to say for sure, but there's definitely a power dynamic at play here.
Right.
You know, Samuels, as the host and the expert, holds a certain authority.
Oh, for sure.
His words carry weight, especially for someone who called in for advice.
Right. It might be tough for her to challenge his views, even if she disagrees.
Yeah.
She's in a very vulnerable position.
Absolutely. It's that feeling of wanting to defend yourself while also wanting to accept guidance, even if it's not delivered in the most supportive way.
This whole interview really shines a light on how complicated dating and relationships can be.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you factor in money, societal expectations, personal values like we've been talking about.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. As we head into the final part of this interview,
right.
We'll see how this clash of perspectives plays out.
Yeah.
Will they find some common ground, or will they just end up even more entrenched in their own views?
So we're back, and the tension is pretty thick between the caller and Kevin Samuels at this point.
Yeah.
She's trying to reconcile this desire for a high-value man with everything that Samuels has been saying about her dating market value.
It's like she's trying to bridge the gap, you know, between her own aspirations and what he's presenting as the reality of the dating world. She even starts talking about how she's working on self-improvement, trying to kind of, you know, increase her appeal to the type of men that she's looking for.
But Samuels isn't buying it.
Right.
He acknowledges that, yeah, you know, self-improvement is great, but he argues that it might not be enough to overcome these fundamental limitations.
He keeps hammering home that idea that she can't change the dynamics of the dating market.
Right.
Or the preferences of the men that she wants to attract.
It's like he's saying, you can work on yourself all you want, but these men are still going to choose based on what they prioritize.
And what are those priorities, according to Samuels?
Right.
Visual appeal, youth, no baggage.
Yeah.
Like having a teenage son.
Yeah.
He's sticking to that traditional view of what men find attractive.
It's a pretty bleak outlook, honestly. He's basically saying that men in this income bracket are going to go for the younger, childless woman who fits a certain mold, regardless of her other qualities.
And it's interesting because he's grounding this view in evolutionary psychology.
Okay.
You know, this idea that men are wired to seek out partners who represent fertility
right.
and require less parental investment.
It's a controversial perspective, but it does reflect a certain way of thinking about dating and attraction. It makes you think about how traditional gender roles and these societal pressures impact women's experiences in the dating world.
Right. It's not that, you know, everyone believes this wholeheartedly, but those ideas are out there.
Right.
And they can make women feel like they need to conform to a certain standard to be considered desirable.
It's important to remember, though, that Samuels is presenting his own interpretation of how things work. It's not necessarily the objective truth.
Absolutely. There are plenty of people who don't prioritize youth and looks above all else.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are looking for emotional connection, shared values, mutual respect.
And the caller seems to be one of those people, at least to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Even with all of Samuel's talk about her needing to attract any man, she keeps coming back to this desire for a partner who matches her drive and ambition.
She even talks about wanting to submit to a man, but only if she feels he's worthy of it. It's like she's looking for that traditional dynamic where the man is the leader.
Yeah.
But he has to meet her standards of success.
It's an interesting contradiction. You know, she's trying to balance these traditional expectations with her own desire for a partner who's equally successful and driven.
It's like she's caught in this push and pull.
Right.
Between what society tells her she should want.
Yeah.
And what she actually desires in a partner.
And that struggle, I think, is something a lot of women can relate to.
Oh, for sure.
You know, we're bombarded with these messages about what it means to be a successful and desirable woman. And sometimes those messages conflict with our own personal values and goals.
Definitely. It's about finding that balance between staying true to yourself and navigating the realities of the dating world.
So where does the interview leave off? Does the caller get any resolution?
Well, Samuels ends by recommending that she book a private session with him.
Okay.
If she wants more personalized advice, he says a public forum isn't the best place to get into the specifics of her situation.
He basically acknowledges that it's complicated, even if he doesn't really back down from his earlier assessments.
And even though he reiterates his average at best comment, he does call her a sweet woman and says she just needs some guidance.
It's not exactly a happy ending, but at least it's not completely dismissive. It leaves you with a lot to think about.
It definitely does. This whole conversation with all of its ups and downs really highlights how personal and multifaceted dating and relationships are. There are so many factors involved.
It's about so much more than just finding someone who meets a checklist of criteria, whether that's financial success or physical attractiveness.
It's about figuring out what you value, what you bring to the table, and finding someone who complements you and shares those values.
It's also about being open to challenging your own assumptions and expectations, even if it's uncomfortable.
This interview, with all its controversy and conflicting viewpoints, encourages us to do exactly that, to examine our own ideas about what makes a high-value partner and recognize the complexities of navigating the dating world.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with this question. Beyond financial success, what qualities do you consider to be essential for a fulfilling relationship? What values do you prioritize in a partner?
We hope this conversation has sparked some reflection and maybe even some healthy debate.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time for another exploration into the fascinating world of human behavior and relationships.